Consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Mount Tom won the opening tip-off, brought to you by shelter insurance agent Scott Tabor. Almost lost the ball there, but was able to secure it. Here's Husky with it, given to Weimeyer on the left side, cross on the right side, cross court to Rucker on the left, up top to Mullen. Her pass was knocked away by Cartwright, going out of bounds on the near sideline, and Mount Tom will inbound it as we are 30 seconds into this contest. And you mentioned the 1-3-1 that we saw right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, Green was very active with this. Our girls are going to have to be quick in decisions when they catch the ball. It's not going to be a catch and turn and look. They're going to have to know what they're going to do with it, or they'll trap them just like there.
Yep. Matt Husky is able to get it to Rucker. Now up top to Mullen. Mullen's drilled to the elbow. Tries to throw it over to Norcross. They're going to say, I thought it might have been deflected by Greenwood, but they're going to say no, it wasn't, and Mount Tom is going to commit their first turnover of the night.
Yeah, those active hands by Greenwood. Looked like they got a finger on the ball, but guess not there.
Yeah. Here is Gray into the front court, throwing over on the left side to Trussey, over on the right now to Summit. Summit will dribble up to the top. Now she's going down to the low block, going in for a layup. Shot's blocked by Weimar, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Greenwood, and Mount Tom will get it with 7 minutes left in the opening period.
You know, really good job there by Lauren, going straight into the defender with her body, hand straight up, and was able to block that shot.
Rucker inbounding it to Mullen, now to Husky as Green was going with a 1-3-1 press. Ball over, goes over to Rucker, back to Husky. They still got to get across the timeline. Husky picks up her dribble, gives it to Mullen across the timeline. Mullen will throw it to Weimar on the right side, up top to Husky. Husky will give it to Mullen. Mullen's going to get by her defender, go to the elbow, throws it to Weimar in the right corner. Now she's going to find Rucker at the elbow. She dribbles into the paint, pulls up for the turnaround jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Greenwood, and Mount Tom's going to commit the foul on the board.
Yeah, there we see the athleticism of Cartwright there going and getting that rebound. She just got up on the – jumped over the top of looked like it was Parker there going for the rebound.
They're going to give the foul to Lauren Weimar. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. Inbound pass goes to Summit. Now across the timeline to Trusty, who's quickly dribbling towards the paint, pulls up for the jumper, good, and Greenwood strikes first. And a Trusty with their first 2 points, and it's 2-0. Greenwood leading it, 6-12 left in the opening quarter. Husky into the front court, gives it to Weimar. Ball goes over to Rucker on the left side, now up top to Mullen. Over to Husky on the right, back to Mullen up top. Mullen's going to dribble by her defender, going into the lane, and she's going to be fouled, driving into the paint.
Yeah, one thing you're seeing the Lady Bombers do to attack this 1-3-1, you got Lauren in the corner with a great cross-court pass. That's what's going to be open, and then Cam attacking it from the middle. That's going to be a good recipe for the Lady Bombers, I hope.
Adriana Russin picking up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bulldogs. Husky inbounds it to Mullen up at the top, almost lost the handle of the ball, gives it to Weimar. Now to Norcross, just outside the paint. She loses the handle of the ball, but she's going to be fouled from behind. A reach-in foul called against the Lady Bulldogs with 5:52 left in the first quarter. And that is already Adriana Russin's second personal foul.
Yeah, one thing with active hands, it creates a lot of fouls. It creates turnovers, but a lot of fouls as well.
Inbound pass goes to Rucker on the left side. She's immediately met by a double team. She'll get it up top to Mullen. Her pass to Husky was knocked away, but Rucker's there to pick it up. Up top to Husky. Down to Weimar in the right corner. Cross court to Rucker on the left side. Over to Norcross in the left corner. Back to Rucker. Pass was knocked away, but Rucker's able to secure it. Up top to Husky. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. Good, and Mount Tom's on the board with their first lead of the night.
You want to see Parker there with her hands ready to shoot the ball. She can make that shot at a high percentage.
3-2, Mount Tom up with 5:22 left in the first quarter. Here is Gray with it on the left side. She's going to dribble down into the paint, going in for the layup shot. May have been partially blocked. It did hit the rim. But Greenwood gets there on rebound. Ball goes up top now to Summit. Over on the right side now to Gray. Gray's going to dribble up toward the top. Take the screen, pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And another offensive rebound, this time for Summit. She's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:01 left to play in the first quarter.
I love the aggressiveness and the energy that the Lady Bombers are playing with right now. You know, Parker undercut Gray there for a when she had that layup and got a partial block. And, you know, she could have gave up on the play and gave up a free layup, but she didn't. Good hustle there by Parker.
As Lauren Waymire's second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. And Abby Summit's first free throw gives us our first tie of the night. Waymire's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Kay Jackson, a 5'6 junior for the Lady Bombers. So one more free throw for Summit to try to get the Lady Bulldogs lead back. And she gets it. Abby Summit with her first 2 points of the night. And the Lady Bulldogs up 3-2, less than 5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Here's Jackson in the right corner, gives it to Rucker on the left wing. She's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good. And another, this time the rebound will come to Abby Summit. She's quickly back the other way.
Well, Summit's doing a lot for Greenwood right now.
She is. Here is Cartwright. She dribbles into the paint. Now kicks out in the right corner to Gray. Her three-pointer, no good. And a long rebound by Amelia Rucker, and she'll be fouled from behind with 4:32 left in the first quarter.
So got Cartwright there for the trap.
That's Maddie Cartwright's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bulldogs here in the first half. Husky with it, gives it to Mullen, who will get it across the timeline. Gets by, trying to get by her defender. Now picks up her dribble. Finds Jackson in the corner, up top to Husky. Back to Jackson in the corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. She gets by her defender, dribbles to the low block, and she's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Greenwood's ball in the possession arrow.
It was the right play there by Kate to ball fake and drive around baseline. Just nice little bounce pass right there. I think it looked like that it was Parker coming down the lane. She tried to get there, just didn't quite get it quick enough.
A little over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the ball and the 4-3 lead. Back quickly come the Lady Bulldogs. You know, Trustee into the paint toward the low block. Her jumper no good, but looks like Greenwood got the offensive rebound, put it back up, and a fight for the rebound. And they're going to give the foul to Annie Norcross. No, to Amelia Rucker. So that is going to be Rucker's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Here is Trusty going into lane for the layup. A little strong, no good. And the rebound knocked around and controlled by Rucker, but she had it knocked away from her. And Russin gets the steal and the layup.
Yeah, one thing you're seeing Greenwood do on our defensive rebounds here by the Lady Bombers, they are attacking the ball.
And another turnover by Mountain Home as Trusty gets the steal in the backcourt and goes in for into the lane for the layup. It's already four turnovers against the Lady Bombers. Here's Mullen throwing into the front court to Norcross. She's going to drill to a low block, has the ball knocked away, and another jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow.
You know, Greenwood's just very, very, very aggressive with their hands right now. If we can be strong with the ball and try to get them in foul trouble, we can get to the free throw line, steal some easy points hopefully this half.
Emma Wilbur's going to check in for Annie Norcross for Mountain Home. Wilbur, a 5'11 junior. 3:24 left in the first quarter. Greenwood up 8-3. Husky looking to inbound it. Gets it up top to Mullen. She's trying to get by away from her defender, and she does. Dribbles towards the right elbow. Her pass, though, is knocked away and stolen by Gray, who's quickly back the other way, finding a Trusty in the lane for the layup. And Mountain Home is going to take the timeout following their fifth turnover of the night. We'll break with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 10-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, Mountain Home taking their first time out of the night as Greenwood is right now on an 8-0 run right now with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is the Lady Bulldogs up on Mountain Home 10-3, and we're just talking to the break how aggressive they are.
Yeah, and that, you know, the quick runs, that's what that aggressive style defense can do. You know, we've had a couple trips where we didn't even get it past half court, and that turned into 4-6 easy points there for Greenwood.
Here's Husky quickly into the front court, finding Wilbur by herself for the easy layup, and this time they break the press to perfection.
What a great pass and way to attack the ball there by Parker. Great bounce pass.
Back quickly going up for the three was a Cartwright. She couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound for Russin. She puts it back up and in. That's a sixth rebound for Greenwood with 2:44 left to play in the first quarter. And now Mountain Home is going to turn it over on the inbounds pass. Six turnovers against the Lady Bombers with 2:43 left to play in the first quarter. Greenwood up 12-5. Inbound pass goes to Cartwright. She has on the left side, dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, you can see her athleticism there. Boy, she decided she wanted those two and went straight to the goal there.
She wasn't going to be denied on that. No. Here's Mullen with it. Throws it into Jackson, who gets it across the timeline. Now she's met by a double team. Trying to get it to Husky. Ball's knocked away. Ball's still being fought for, and it's going to be another jump ball. And that's going to be Greenwood's ball in the possession arrow, and that's Mount Tom's seventh turnover of the night.
Yeah, you know, Kate, we did a good job of getting it offside there. Kate's got to continue to attack. If you notice the times the Lady Bombers scored there, Matt, we've been able to attack and
yes.
hit that offside. You know, we can't be timid once we get that ball going into there.
So it's 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. So there's a discrepancy. They're saying, you know, there's Mountain Home is saying it should be their ball. I actually don't think that's right because we got the tip, and that's the third tie-up since.
Yeah, it has been three tie-ups there, I think.
So it should be Greenwood's ball if I remember right. I thought we had three tie-ups. So there's the officials are still talking. They're still trying to get corrected, and they said it is Greenwood's ball, and I think that is the correct call.
Yeah, I think you're right too. We had one on each end of the floor here, and that was the third one there.
So Greenwood will have the ball. That's going to be the eighth turnover against Mount Tom. 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the ball and the 14-5 advantage. Cartwright into the front court. She will give it to Trusty, who's dribbling to the right side. She'll find Summit in the corner. Going to Cartwright, who's going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:10 left in the period.
Cartwright, she attacks the goal really, really well. She when she decides she wants to get to the goal, she gets to it, and she plays through contact really well in there, almost got the end one.
Emma Wilbur picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. Cartwright's first free throw is up and in. Makes a double-digit lead for the Lady Bulldogs. Second shot is up, no good, and gets 1-2 on that trip. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Greenwood once again. Ball knocked out of bounds down in the paint by Rucker. And so Greenwood will inbound it underneath their basket with 2:04 left to play in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Trusty on the left side, down the corner to Summit. She drills into the paint, pulls up for the jumper, good. Abby Summit with her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points this evening. 17-5, Lady Bulldogs up. 1:52 left in the first quarter. Here's Husky with it, trying to avoid a double team. Gets it to Mullen, who will get it across the timeline. And now fouls will be called on Greenwood. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. As that foul is on Maddie Cartwright, her second personal foul, team foul number four against Greenwood. Inbound pass goes to Mullen in the backcourt. She'll get it across the timeline. Tried to throw it to Wilbur, but Cartwright was there, right there for the steal. And back quickly come the Lady Bulldogs. Here is Summit into the into the left corner. She will get it out to Cartwright, who has near the wing. She's going to drill toward the low block. Kicks out to Russin just outside the paint. She'll drill up to the top. Finds Summit there. Summit's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Summit's a really good player. I mean, Greenwood, they're just across the board. They've got some really good players.
They really do.
You know, I was talking to one of their parents before the game, and they got four or five girls that play all summer long and have played a lot of basketball. And you can tell.
It shows.
Yeah.
Now Tom gets across the timeline. Less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Here's Rucker pulling up for the three-pointer. Rolls around and goes in.
Good shot there by Amelia. Once again, good offside. Attack the zone and kick it offside there for the open three.
Her first 3 points of the night. 19-8. Greenwood leading up. 46 seconds left. Back quickly going into the lane for the layup is Anna Trusty. Good. She now has eight on the night. 21-8. Lady Bulldogs up. 37 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Husky getting it to Mullen. They'll get it across the timeline. Down to 30 seconds. Mullen dribbling toward the right side. Being met by Trusty. She will get away from her, but her pass is knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bulldogs. That's the 10th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Ball goes into the front court with Cartwright. They'll probably hold for the last shot as we're down to 10 seconds. Cartwright dribbling up to the top. Finds Gray on the right side. Down to Trussie just outside the paint. Kicks out in the right corner. Pulling up for the three was
Summit, I believe.
Right, Summit. She couldn't get it to go, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Greenwood leading Mountain Home 21-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers